And going back to 9/11, you know, like, every year I listen to your show, 9/11 show, and it just, it beats any documentary they might do on a, you know, on the TV or whatever, because it just takes you back to that day.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're a better man than I am. I cannot listen to that broadcast. When I hear it's on, I have to turn off the radio because it makes me so angry. I still, to this day, what...
I don't listen to anything or watch anything 9/11.
I have to admit, I can't take it, because the level of anger that lives inside of me over that event, what those fucks had to do, when they had to fly that goddamn plane into those towers. And you know what I do every year for, it's, you know, the Daily News prints the names of everybody who died in the building, and there's a guy I know who died in the building, and he was a friend of mine, more when I was in high school and started college. We saw each other once or twice over the years. I hadn't seen him in a long time, but I consider him a friend, even though he fucked my girlfriend behind my back. Well, that's another story. But
hey, you know.
Hey, look, you know, you take the good with the bad. I didn't care. What the fuck are you going to do, you know?
He's dead now. This guy, they're not talking about
it. I never held a grudge because this guy was 50 times better looking than me and had 50 times bigger cock, and I understood. If I was a girl, I would have been with him, too. But
help it.
But anyway, he had a big catering business, and he worked in kitchens and stuff. I worked in a kitchen with him, and he went on to the catering business, and he happened to be catering a breakfast that morning at the World Trade Center. And oh shit, I go in the Daily News and I read his name to see that it's there every year, and I read it and I get so fucking pissed off, you know. And then Beth had a friend who died in there too, and his name also, his last name starts with an M, and they're right next to each other almost, and we just stare at the names. I mean, it's so crazy, but.
No, I can't even imagine, like, being in New York, like, having friends or, God forbid, relatives that died that day.
I can't imagine either.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And finally, I just wanted to ask.